T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back, everyone, as we continue here with what we are going to call the Midday Showdown.
I like that,
accompanied by
Bob.
Music and
That's
all.
That's nice.
So, it's Ron Cook, it's Joe Starkey, and we have several questions, and we're going to go on the clock and get it going right now, beginning with this one. Quarterbacks, gentlemen, in the NFL, there's a new kind of demand being placed on organizations. Quarterbacks want to be traded, request to be traded. It's not just quarterbacks, but it seems like they are the ones who get the most attention. Deshaun Watson, potentially Russell Wilson. So, Ron, how much should an organization listen to this, act upon it, or what do you do if you're that organization and your quarterback, who just recently signed, wants to move on already?
I can't acquiesce to their wishes. I say you've signed a contract here. We're going to do what's best for our football team. We're going to do everything we can to make you happy. We believe in you. We want you here. Whatever happened, in the case of Deshaun Watson, whatever happened with the previous ownership, we're going to try to make it right, but we are not going to trade you.
If it gets to the point where I believe that the player is willing to sit out, I have to trade him. Especially if I'm Houston in this situation, or else it's a classic case of cutting off my nose to spite my face. Guys have been talking themselves out of organizations for a long time, even before they get to them. If you look at John Elway, you look at Eli Manning, I mean, would it have been best for those teams to just forge ahead and draft these guys anyway? I don't know. If I'm in a position there with Deshaun Watson, I don't see what the purpose would be of keeping him into the regular season if he's not playing. Guys talk their way out of town. It just happens. And if they're willing to sit or they're willing to quit, like LeGarrette Blount, people like that, sometimes you just got to do what's best for your organization and get rid of them and get as much back as you possibly can. That's really the point for Houston, is going into this draft, if they can get a top five pick and a bunch of other stuff, I'm doing it.
Yeah, well, they gave up a top five pick, as it turns out, when Bill O'Brien made a trade with the Dolphins. And I would remind Deshaun Watson that that trade was designed to help his franchise quarterback. He acquired Laremy Tunsil, a receiver in there, in an attempt to make it better. It didn't work out that way, as it turned out. But, the bottom line is, when your quarterback makes as much money as you're going to get paid, it affects who else you keep on your roster, which is, I guess, why they traded DeAndre Hopkins. All right, let's move to the next one. Steelers have made their choice with regard to Roethlisberger. We've talked a lot about that. But, Ron, what should their priorities be beyond quarterback heading into this draft and this offseason?
Building up the offensive line. I know if one of those running backs, Najee Harris, is available, you got to give him strong consideration. But I've said on this show many times, I believe an offensive line makes a running back more than the running back makes an offensive line. So I'm looking to draft a big tackle or center guard, whoever the best lineman is. I would much rather have that than a running back.
Help him. That would be my priority in exactly those ways. Give him a running game, and hopefully he'll use it. Hopefully he'll be forced to use it if he doesn't want to. But get him some help. That would be my priority. I think that's an obvious priority. Right? Get him some help on the outside. Get him some help with a running game, period. Get him some help with a running game, Bob.
All right, you had the choice. and this is a hypothetical thing. Joe, we'll start with you on this. You had a choice of a quarterback who you really like, and down the road you may need to draft one, but you don't expect one to fall to you. Well, let's say one does. Do you take a quarterback right now, given the fact that they have so many needs?
What a tremendous question, Bob. And before I answer, I would like to commend you for that.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. Yeah, I would. We saw Charlie Casserly last week say Justin Fields. What if he dropped that far? Yes. I mean, I wasn't even thinking of that, and I don't think that'll happen, by the way. I think he'll be gone probably in the top 10. But if that happens, or it's another quarterback that you truly believe in, unlike Mason Rudolph, a guy that you truly think could be the answer after Ben, then yes, I do. Absolutely, I take him.
Well, I mean, I've changed my opinion on this. I've always been a believer, while Ben is still around, I'm looking to find guys that can help him win right now. Obviously, he's not going to be around much longer, but I think you said it, the key there, Joe. You know, they were in love with Mason Rudolph when they drafted him. I hope they're not in similar love with somebody else just to take a quarterback and have it blow up in their face again. You know, maybe they just missed out on Rudolph. It happens. The draft isn't a perfect thing. But if they're in love with a quarterback, I hope it's better than Rudolph. And if they are and it's the real deal, then I'm okay with taking it now because Ben's time is very short.
All right, now I want to put you guys in the spot of being Ron Hextall. He's new on the job. He's made one acquisition, a former number one pick of his own in Philadelphia. But let's say we get to the trade deadline, Ron, and the Penguins are still in need. They need points. They have a chance, but they need some help. What would you do first if you're Ron Hextall? What position would you look to upgrade?
Well, I mean, I think that's changes before the draft. It could change. I think not that long ago we all thought they needed a veteran goaltender. Now I think they've kind of solidified that position. I don't know that that is as much of a need now as what it was. I mean, obviously, I would like to see them get a little tougher, and I think they probably will make that sort of move to, you know, if they can, to find somebody to toughen them up a little bit. And I'm not talking about a goon. I'm just talking a little bit about somebody that can help out in front of the net. I would think that would be the move. I don't know that they need that veteran goaltending as much now because Jari has really started to look like Jari is supposed to look.
Fourth line is where I'm looking. I mean, obviously, Sully doesn't trust his guys right now. He played his fourth line like 6 minutes last night, his fourth line center. 6 minutes in a back-to-back situation where you're playing at 5 o'clock the next day. So find him some people he can trust there because you're playing right now. You're about to play, I don't know, 13 games in 22 days, something ridiculous like that, and you're not going to survive if you can't roll four lines at least a little bit. And then a couple games before that, Bobby trusted his fourth line so much he had Drew O'Connor out there with 9 minutes left in a 2-2 game. So does he trust them or not? I'd get some people that he trusts, and also I'd be taking a hard look at the coaching situation here. And if Mike Vellucci is not a guy who is going to get it done here, penalty kill is his baby. If he's not going to get it done, then I might have to look elsewhere or else at least order Sully to switch up the responsibilities here, maybe have him take over the penalty kill. I don't know, but it's a disaster so far.
All right, we have up against the clock, so one more question left in this midday showdown here on the Cook and Joe Show, and that would be Pirates. I know they're not going to be competitive. Everyone knows they're probably a 100-loss team. But, Ron, is the expectation on Ke'Bryan Hayes way over the top for someone who just made his debut last year and only has, what, less than 100 at-bats? It seems like people are putting a lot of expectation, like he's going to be the next guy who's going to take them to, or at least be the face of the team. Is he going to be that? Is there too much expectation on him?
Probably too much expectation, but he's all we got. He's all the fans here have. You know, maybe Mitch Keller to a degree. You know, in fairness to the kid, though, it probably is expecting too much. I'm sure he's going to have growing pains this year, but he's the only thing that they have to hang their hat on, at least the only thing the fans, you know, have to try to rally around. So is it unfair? Yes. But is it understandable? For me, it is.
Bob, I'm going to have a potato chip as I answer that. Do you mind?
You got a Pringles crunch right there. Did you ever do one of those duck things? You put them in backwards in your mouth?
No, I haven't.
Okay, try that, and you could crunch them at the same time.
I think I will.
One point it up, one point it down. It'll be the Starkey Duck.
I think that it depends on what the expectation is here. I mean, his minor league profile does not suggest like a number three hitter, superstar offensive player. And yet, sometimes, you know, guys change. All it takes sometimes is one little tweak. And a guy's, look at Jose Bautista when he went to Toronto, got the leg kick going and became Babe Ruth. So I don't know, who is the real Ke'Bryan Hayes at the plate? The guy we saw for most of his minor league career, or the guy we saw up here last year? I don't know. So if the expectation is he's going to be like a superstar offensively, I think that's a little unfair. At this point, I think he can be a good to a very good all-around player, and I think he needs to be.
And Ke'Bryan Hayes had a couple of hits yesterday. Polanco had a home run. He also dropped a fly ball. We saw a home run from Todd Frazier. Spring training's underway. Catch all the action here on 93.7 The Fan. And that'll wrap up today's Midday Showdown. We'd like to thank our contestants, Ron Cook, Joe Starkey. You will each receive a Paul Zeiss grilled cheese sandwich from Archie's. Thank you for playing today. We appreciate it, guys. And we'll be back with more of Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.